70 hours per week of Houston's best local sports talk. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 802 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here is our Astros move on to the ALCS. Once again, five straight years in the ALCS.
I want to get some instant reaction and response from people. When you were watching the game yesterday, wherever you were, what were your responses when, a couple times, when you saw the crowd, the fan in the crowd, I got the video of him clapping when after Altuve got hit, little weasel who looked like Matt Barnes. If I show you this, John, this, I still have the video. This guy looks just like, oh, I got to get past pictures.
Oh, I saw your pic of, did he have double rods up there too?
Yeah, see? Yeah. Yay! Yeah, they were really happy that Jose Altuve had gotten hit.
Yeah.
Really happy.
Look how happy.
After that, Jose Altuve.
That looks like the guy that was running up and down the aisle saying, "You Houston, I mean,
they got beat 10-1.
I swear, scream, because we were in the players section. You know, the wives are there and the parents and everybody. And he, you know, that was the only place where you saw a bunch of orange and blue.
6'9", 6'10".
And so he's running up and down the aisle.
You're pitching. You got waylaid. Run up and down the aisle. Yeah. It's like still 10 runs. You still, what? What can you say if you're a White Sox fan? You got beat. You know what this is like? Remember when the Rockets had a game 7? It was with Yao and those guys. Or maybe that was the year that Yao got hurt in the playoffs and was out. And they had a game 7 against the Lakers. They got beat by like 70.
Oh, no, you're talking about the Mavericks by 40 up there.
There's more than one. Yeah, no, the Maverick one was also bad. Yeah. I was at Texadelfia watching that one.
I was in Dallas for that one.
That was like a 40-point loss.
Awful.
I mean, like, I think it was the year after that where they played the Lakers and they got beat something like 60. It was just unbelievable. That's what it was like for the White Sox. You come in to Paratalks, all that yet, and then you get beat 10-1. And you did piss the Astros off. Like it was real. The Astros are a salty bunch. They've had to deal with people talking. And last year they were whip dogs, right? You could see it on their faces. Nobody looked sadder yet last year than Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman had this sad face, and it was so sad. They got into the they barely snuck into the postseason, and then the Astros came alive, and Fromber got red hot. And I think the schedule actually benefited them in a way of how it was done last year. And all of a sudden, you know, they're sitting there. They're a game away from getting to the World Series again. This year, it was over. Okay, we've done our penance. We're not really going to take it this year. There's not going to be a lot of that kind of stuff. And now when you mess with the Astros, you're going to get the horns. And especially when you mess with Jose Altuve.
All right, well, let's get some calls in here. We said if you call, we're going to put you on. Let's go. Let's go, Astro fan. 713-780-3776. Let's get Chris. Chris, what's going on?
Thank you. Hey, guys. Good morning, JNL, the kings of sports talk.
Thank you.
Yes, Your Highness. Thank you for allowing me to enter the door.
You're welcome.
Man, I'm going Saturday. I can't wait. The weather's supposed to be beautiful. So, like Charlie Palillo would like to see happen. Me too. I want to see that damn roof open Saturday. Do y'all know what time the game is Saturday?
7:10.
7:10.
No.
Okay, wonderful.
No, they won't know until the NLCS
Dodgers
is
out. Yeah.
The Friday, they got the Dodgers on. Well, they got the Astros on Friday at 7.
Friday. Yeah, Friday. And then what time is he said Saturday?
Oh, on Saturday. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because you got to.
We don't know yet.
The Dodgers have to be the late
game. So we don't know yet.
Do you want all the. Right. See.
We don't know yet.
Dodgers will be late game.
Don't you remember the World Series? They made the Astros open up the roof, and it was the worst thing that ever happened. But they were dominating with the roof closed, the noise and everything else, and it was just dead in there when they made the Astros open up the roof. We don't want the roof open.
I think it would be really, the weather's going to be great this weekend. It really would be cool to have that roof open. I get it. They want it to be louder. But you know, if you stand and make noise, like, look, no, there's no offense intended here. I know we get very sensitive as fans, and I, you know, I'm included in this. But our fan base is not the most active fan base. We cheer for ourselves when we're better, when yeah. we're more proactive. My God, watching what Chicago did those last two games—that was amazing.
I've done, listen, and I told you, I've been in Cleveland, Tampa, Boston, and Chicago. The best atmosphere as far as fans in, into a game was in Chicago.
I hadn't seen anything like that.
It was,
and I wish unbelievable. I wish we were like that.
We're not.
It's not like I'm Mr. Proactive, jump up and try. But I try to be better about it now.
I do that at the games.
I try to be better because I want to see other people do it.
Yeah.
I wish that we would jump up with one out and two strikes
yes.
and start swirling the towel.
Yes.
I wait for two outs.
No, we and always sit down going. Until there's yeah. two outs in the eighth. Come on.
You know who shouldn't do that? If you went to A&M and you can stand up an entire game and scream an entire game at an Aggie game, and you go to an Astros game, you should be. We should hold you to the same standards.
Yeah.
You get should. Up and you should
Let's go,
be good Aggies. Be good Aggies. At you can wear your Aggie hat too. It doesn't
what,
matter.
What if I go to a Longhorn game and I
you have to go
I
there
sit
early.
My craft beer and I sit on my hands.
Not if you paint your face and you're one of the Hellraiser students.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, or you get there early. There's a rule that they instituted years ago under Mac Brown. Go early.
Be loud.
Be loud.
Stay late.
Stay late. Wear orange. Also, is what Mac threw
well,
that
and
in.
And that's the same
after.
As the Astros.
Yeah, stay late. You had to train people. So the Aggies are all trained up now on being 12th man. They're good Aggs, right? They're loud and they yell and they sway and do grab their junk sometimes. From time to time, horse laughs, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You should do that at Astros games. Stay up the whole game. Now, here's what invariably will happen. Somebody behind you is going to yell at you and be mad that you're blocking their view.
What was
if you stand up, then they got to stand up.
You know what would be neat is if we had an orange out, though, because the blackout was really cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Oh, it was
cool.
Chicago?
Yeah. Everybody was in
Everyone was
everyone
in black.
Was in
yeah.
black.
Yeah.
We need to have an orange
the
out.
Orange,
where everybody.
The orange stood out.
Yeah.
The orange stood out
I
in
was
the
in
midst
blue.
Of the black.
I wish I had orange. I wish I was in blue. I wish I had orange. And we need to do that at a game is orange out. Everything. Everybody in orange. Let's get Jason in here. Hey, Jason.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
All right, Astros won, so I'm doing terrific. Hey, guys, I was thinking, how can we sign Correa? Can we start, like, a GoFundMe or something? Houston, can we pay for this man ourselves? We need this man, man. Look at what he did, Shohei, again.
Again.
Come on, we got to pay him. And, hey, White Sox fans, shut up. We shut y'all up. When I was watching the game, every pitch Lance was coming through, I was like, please, shut him up. Shut him up. And we're at bat. Shut him up, please. We
got to
shut this crowd up. Thank you.
I
have a great day.
All right, pal.
Appreciate it, Jason.
Yeah.
That was so.
Man, shut him up.
He did his job.
Yeah, he did.
He did his job. We're a little worried about where he is right now from an injury standpoint. We'll find out hopefully more today, and hopefully it's good news. Man, watching people get shut up, the Tapera thing. I heard a different show when I was coming in to talk about Tapera would be the scourge of Chicago now. And that all the fans would hate him and all.
No, they won't.
I didn't think so no. either. Like I think White Sox fans aren't going to look at this like, oh, Tapera poked the bear. They're basically going to say Tapera said what all of us know. They cheated. But when you listen to Tapera and the way his comments, this is what conspiracy theorists sound like is Tapera. I want you to get Tapera's comments again, his original comments, and I want you to listen to it. And this is what a conspiracy theorist who has no information. They just say stuff mm-hmm. and hope it sticks. And a lot of other people will jump on and stick. This is what they said. They sound like Ryan Tapera in that game. Listen to Tapera's listen to Tapera after game three. We've heard it before. I want you to hear it again now.
You know, you play at Minute Maid and, you know, they're doing something over there that's a little different. You know, it shows you how many swings and misses they had tonight compared to Minute Maid. So, you know, that's why you have home field advantage. And, you know, tomorrow, we look tomorrow and, you know, we got another home field advantage. So, we're ready to go.
All right. So they stuck it up your booty hole yesterday with, when I say you in the Usted form, of course, all of Chicago White Sox pitching. They did that yesterday. Not a lot of swings and misses. Mm-hmm. And you're in Chicago. So that's what a conspiracy theorist. I don't know. Something funny's going on there with this, you know, one game where it happened in four innings. But never mind the fact that they were scoring runs against us for the, you know, for the first five innings. But boy, for four innings, we were able to get them out. So clearly something funny's going on here. Even though they had scored a bunch of runs on you, you know, they put six on you. They put six on you in the first five innings. I think it was five innings, maybe six. But no, it was five innings. But somehow to pair up, boy, all these swings, there's some funny business is going on. Then they bust 10 on you. They only have four home runs. It's just a ton of singles. What? I mean, that's what a guy who's just has no information, it doesn't even have data to back himself up.
Who was that's it what he on says. MLB that said, and listening to Tony La Russa, Tapera, that this is just all a bunch of deflections. It's just a bunch of excuses to not admit how poorly the White Sox played.
Yeah.
How they didn't come up with clutch hits. They fielded like crap.
Who's got that?
And
I want to hear that.
Pitching was no good.
Yeah. It's just total deflection. He hit Jose Abreu. They're classless over there. I hope they end up taking a look at their own character. Okay, that's fine, Tony. Yeah, absolutely. Can we talk about our pitching staff here in Chicago? What moves can you make to be a better manager with the pitching staff and to generate more runs? Because you did give up 6, 9, 6, and 10.
Yeah.
The Astros never had a game where they scored less than six. Can you get off the Abreu hit by pitch? He's been hit like 24 times this year. Hit by pitch in a 7-1 game that became 10-1. And can you talk for a second about why you couldn't get anybody out?
Yeah.
Can you talk about why you couldn't get anybody out and why you were just sticking with Kopech?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Or do you want to go back to you can go back to the Astros if you want.
You should have heard. I'm telling you, La Russa is not. He can't be long for there. I mean, listen, he's a Hall of Famer, and he got him to the playoffs, but boy, were they exposed. Were they exposed. That was a good baseball team that the Astros just, he was their daddy,
Big Poppy said.
It was their daddy.
He said, you have to admit it, today, the White Sox played their daddy. And I was like, you can always count on him to say stuff like that. And Frank Thomas, you know what's so funny is AJ Pruszynski's sitting up there, and you get the sense that everyone is for, and I'm not this guy. I'm not the fan.
Well,
everyone's
but
against
White Sox.
But no, and Wainwright, like, people aren't for the Astros.
No.
They're not. They're the cheaters, so they're not for them. To me, that's why I tweeted John yesterday. I had a tweet to John yesterday. There's somebody tweeted me and asked about if the Astros, you know, I guess the Astros are cheating again. And I said, absolutely. He said, do you think they're cheating again? And I said, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look, I haven't gotten it confirmed yet. I said, I know John's at the game, and I mentioned John. I said, but they're scoring runs today. They got to be cheating. I said, John is there at the game. John, have you heard about whether or not the Astros are cheating? And then you did hear, right?
Yeah, I said, of course. They're cheating. Everybody's saying it.
You were in a bathroom.
They wouldn't say that if they
weren't
didn't.
Weren't you in a bathroom when somebody told you they were cheating?
Everywhere they told me. Everywhere.
Yeah.
At the hot dog stand.
We got
at the beer stand. At walking down the con. Everywhere I was told.
It was confirmed.
They would not say something like that without proof, without evidence.
No, we got it. No. We got it confirmed yesterday. Got it confirmed. And I'm just leaning, I said, I think so, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Need to check with the White Sox. I assume we are with these runs crossing the plate. John Granato, you're in Chicago at the game. Any word on if you're cheating, keep us posted. And John's like, yep, you know. And basically John goes, got it. He says, yes, we are. While I was in the bathroom, a few White Sox fans told me we were. I'm sure they wouldn't make that up. I said, confirmed.
Yeah, confirmed right there.
Confirmed. Lean into it. I love the bad guy stuff, the Astros. Yeah. I love that they lean into it now.
You know what you need to lean into is some help with some boudoir issues. If in fact, you're not, if let's say you're hitting or pitching like the White Sox right now, okay? Wow, that sucks. You're really not getting it done, are you? No, you're not. Well, here's the deal with Roman. You get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for your ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional is going to work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, now get this, ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The process is straightforward and discreet. And that's important. You don't want, pick up your ED medicine on aisle 2. Oh, no, please don't. Thank you. No, it's none of that. It's actually out of the privacy of your own home, delivered to your home. GetRoman.com/John. Complete the online visit. Go to GetRoman.com/John right now and get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/John. Get started now. Save $15 on your first month of treatment. You're looking for the best way to handle this? GetRoman.com/John.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys. I want to tell you about AllstateSideandWindows.com. I'll throw the .com on there and make it easy for you to get to. The work that they do is second to none. They do amazing work with the windows. I want to focus on the windows for a second because it's an easy facelift for your home. They look great. But more importantly than that, they help to substantially reduce the amount of noise in your home. For some people, that's very big. For others like me, it was about retrofitting my house so that I made sure there was no leaky windows so that the AC didn't get out and the dust get into the home. That was a really big deal. And for some people, it's about the fact that just their standard windows can withstand 130-mile-an-hour winds. And, of course, they have even stronger windows for when they get closer to the coast. So you have that peace of mind here in, you know, Hurricane Alley, knowing that you have those kinds of windows as well. And the siding work that they do is terrific. They're offering $2,000 off of a siding job. They keep the workplace very, very clean. They did for me, and they get the job done quickly, and they get it done the right way. Upgrade the beauty of your home. Upgrade the energy efficiency. Go with my friends over at AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. You can get a price quote right there on the front page, AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
The God, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. We said if you call in, we're going to get you in. Mark has waited through the break, so let's get him in here right away. What do you say, Mark?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to see if y'all noticed the sequence of pitches against Bregman, I think, when he hit the double and driving a couple of runs. The pitcher seemed to be tipping his pitches. I'm not a baseball expert. High leg kick, fastball. Very small leg kick. I mean, barely his foot off the ground. He's throwing slider. It seemed pretty obvious. Don't know if anyone noticed that.
I saw somebody mention about leg kick as well being altered and changed and what, you know, the ability to read that. I can tell you this much. That's interesting you bring that up because I can promise you that the Astros will pick up on stuff like that. I mean, they're the masters of picking up on a lot of different things, and they already psychologically can out-duel a lot of people. But the Astros, if you have any tells, they will pick up on it. And if the Astros have any tells, this is another thing. I remember a couple years ago hearing that the Astros are very good at alerting their own pitchers if they have tells. They keep an eye on making sure there's no tells. And I think that's one of the things that Justin Verlander was really good at, was also making sure that you didn't have any tells. And it's stuff like that that pisses the Astros off, that he wasn't there. Like Carlos's first comment yesterday, where it's a team, you know, we're a very team this, team that. Verducci's first question was, I don't know, something generic. And Carlos was talking about team, 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 team. And what the first thing that hit me was your comments about Verlander is, man, this has been all about team. Since 2015, it's about us. Mm-hmm. And now it's us versus the world. And if you're not rocking with us, then I'm sorry, JV. You know, you're fine. You'll get a ring and you'll get your money and all that. But don't come out here and try to steal the shine when you weren't out here doing anything with us. And I think it just gets to the point that they don't believe that one guy like that deserves a spotlight when the other guys are busting their ass all year long.
That's the truth.
It's just the fundamental way the Astros, and that's why whatever with the cheating stuff, it's done with me. 17 tainted. Yeah, it's a little tainted. Yeah. But so what? Like, you move forward, and now people with the cheating stuff, all they're doing, they don't realize Astro fans don't care about that anymore. And the Astros keep winning. So you keep taking losses. People like White Sox fans, all these other fans, Yankees fans are sitting at home. If the Giants beat the Dodgers, Dodgers fans, you're sitting at home too.
Do the Red Sox, the Red Sox are smarter than that. They ain't mentioning it.
The players aren't going to. Well, they're with one of the biggest.
But you know, Corey ain't mentioning it.
But they're with one of the biggest cheaters and sneaky guys out there. And I say that, and that's not slandering him. I'm saying that out of respect.
No.
No, he was part of, he and Beltran were the masterminds here, and the Astros got on board, and everyone was on board. He was with us. He was great. One of the guys from Adidas, we had a lunch out at Killens. I went out there and had Killens barbecue, and a guy from Adidas said, now this was back in before Cora left, and this guy was kind of tight with Correa, as a matter of fact. And as we're talking at this lunch, he goes, well, the guy the Astros are going to miss more than anybody is Alex Cora. That's the biggest free agent loss. So really, he goes, oh, and all he said, and I brought it back up. I brought it on the show the next day. All he said was, man, you want to talk about a guy who's great. Now, it sounds funnier now when I say this, but you want to talk about a guy who's great at picking up issues, reading pitchers and helping players find advantages, from a standpoint of watching tape and things like that. It's Cora. Cora gets those guys ready as, in terms of the approach and the hitting. And it was all this stuff. And I don't know if he knew at that time what was going on with the Astros, or if he was just working off of the fact that the Astros hitters, and it's not just Cora masterminded the scheme. It might have been that Cora really was good at helping, at helping figure out what other teams were doing. And reading tip pitches is still a thing. Not only is it not looked down on, it's totally legal. You tip your pitches, you steal signs, it's all legal. Yep. It's all okay in Major League Baseball. It's the electronic means. That's it. But the Astros have always been good at picking up tip pitches. And I don't think in 18 they did anything with Glasnow. They got his tip pitches. They showed where the glove was. The glove was different. He picked it up in inning 3 and changed it, but it was too late. They had already picked him up with his tip pitches. That's baseball gamesmanship. That has nothing to do with cheating.
Yep. David's next here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, David.
Hey, enjoyed watching the win yesterday, and I thought it was pretty funny watching Tucker clowning the Sox running around the bases, stealing bases and stuff.
It was.
Are we a fast stealing team now, or what?
That was, first, Grandal really doesn't, he can't throw anybody out. And then he totally ignored Tucker, and Tucker just went, okay, watch this. And then the very next pitch, he did it again.
Tucker's murdering people.
That's good baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to give me, I can go from first to third without the ball being hit. Are you kidding me? That's awesome. That was just awesome baseball, right? That's the kind of thing you take a little bit advantages and they add up. And guess what? That's another thing. Tony La Russa, you can't even keep guys on bases.
I know.
But make sure you talk about Jose Abreu getting hit. Make sure we talk about sign stealing. Did you hear what Tony La Russa said? How we can avoid sign stealing?
No.
A runner on. You got it? It's so stupid. I mean, it's so stupid. Tony, shut. You got it? Yeah. All right, we'll get Tyler in here, and then we'll play Tony La Russa, how he can fix sign stealing in the bigs.
Morning, fellas. What's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk the Verlander sign stealing, or the Verlander tipping pitches and whatnot. I think it was back in 19. I believe it was 17. Verlander was. He thought he was tipping his pitches, so he was real self-conscious about, am I tipping my pitches, to where he might even rattle himself a little bit. But I don't think he was tipping his pitches, but you had Aaron Judge, and I think it was, I don't remember exactly who it was, might have been Sanchez. They were whispering to each other.
Remember in the dugout? I know what you're talking about, the dugout where they had a piece of paper or something like that, yeah, and then game. Judge,
same game.
The camera, the dugout, remember the dugout camera?
It was an iPad.
Yeah, and then he immediately got in the way of it.
And then after that, they were whispering to each other intentionally, because I think the game before, somebody wrote an article about Verlander being self-conscious about tipping his pitches. So they were whispering to each other, trying to crack him, and psych him out. But, yeah, I think that we got a shot this year, guys, and, I think we can do it, man. Keep on keeping on. I remember listening to y'all, whenever y'all were on for the 17, or listening to you, John, when you're on for the 17, and now you guys are together, man. Hopefully we got the good luck. Y'all take it easy.
Yep. It's all about us. I think you're right about that. Tyler. 828. Here's Tony La Russa talking about how he can fix sign stealing.
I have a novel approach that I remember when I left MLB, that I suggested we put an end to some of this stuff. And it's been totally ignored.
Because
it's
stupid.
And when you hear me say it, you'll say, I can see why they ignore it. And it would really, I put it on pace of game. I would have the runner on second base face center field while the catcher is putting the sign down. I really would.
I can't. And that's not real.
The umpire should turn around, and then you wouldn't have them go through all this thing.
Tony, how about you just have signs? So let me ask you. Okay, what about this? Now, I kind of like where Tony's going with this. You know what I'd like to see happen?
Mm-hmm.
When the offenses look, because when offenses look to the sideline in football,
yep,
and they've got signs, yep, the three quarterbacks are all doing different things, and then they got
the big
poster
boards,
a picture of a girl with the big butt from that One Jeans commercial, and Slim Thug, and a bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch,
and Joe
apple.
Biden.
Yeah, and then Joe Biden with sunglasses. Okay, so that, all those things to trick and hide and cover up signs. Should the defense in football be forced to turn their backs to the offensive side as they're getting their signs from the sideline in football too?
Yes.
What about when a coach is calling out a play from the sideline in basketball and you're walking up the court and run 36?
Well, then you have to put your fingers in your ears.
Should they be forced to cover up their ears?
They have to cover up their ears so they can't hear 36.
It's not bad.
Mm.
Yeah, I think Tony's onto something. Force the guy to turn his back, and then we're good. Or Tony, like anything, mix up your signs. It's part of the game. It's part of the game. They try to decipher codes. I mean, can Tony just retire? What are we doing?
8:30.
One pawpaw gets to stay, and the rest have to go. One guy over 70, and the other one has to. Yesterday should have been. You know what should have been? Loser leave town match. Like wrestling. Whoever loses this series has to retire from baseball.
You know what? Your kids are going to be playing. They're going to be playing a long time if you get them a hoops goal. That's for sure. Look, if you're looking for the best way, period, exclamation point, the kids will love it. All you have to do is go to produnkhoops.com. Produnkhoops.com. Look, if you're looking for the best goal, you're looking for the best product, period, the tempered glass backboard, the rim that you can lower and raise so the kids can actually dunk and enjoy it, or they can actually reach the rim with the ball. That's the key. They're little and they can't play on a 10-foot goal. Mom, Dad, get them a goal that they can actually enjoy, and we'll be outside instead of in the house playing video games. You will love it. They will love it. It's the best product that you'll ever see. It's not even arguable. All you got to do is go to ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here. He's the best. You'll love it. ProDunkHoops.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I got a really sweet tequila for you. Sweet isn't delicious. It's very, very good. It's outstanding. I had some yesterday, as a matter of fact. Had a little cocktail yesterday with tequila. I got a couple of Maestro Dobels. One is the smoky. This one is something that is brewed by, or is created, I should say, by 11 generations of tequila mastery in the family. 11 generations. Maestro Dobel uses the finest 100% blue agave. It's double distilled and aged in European white oak barrels, resulting in a variety of amazing tequilas, including the Diamante. And the Diamante is the world's first Cristalino. It's a new category where the charcoal filter, this blend of tequilas, reposado, and añejo, and it is a brilliant tequila. It is a brilliant tequila. The Diamante Cristalino. Make sure that you check that out. If you love tequila, make sure that you check out my friends over at Maestro Dobel. You can find them anywhere where fine liquor is sold, and it's perfect in a cocktail or as a sipping tequila, and they are the official sponsor, the official tequila of the PGA Tour. So make sure that while you're watching that event, you're sipping on a nice tequila from Maestro Dobel.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 836 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-377. It's been all Astros this morning. Is there anything? No, wait. You got to turn your mic on.
Don't even start with Texans. No, there's nothing.
There's nothing?
There's nothing. Nothing happened. David Culley probably said he would have done something different yesterday at some point. Here, let me tell you what happened. Somebody got hurt. There was some transactions where Chris Moore got promoted from the practice squad because it's a little game they play with. And it's a lot of teams do this where they bounce guys between practice squad and the regular roster. So he got promoted. Even though he caught a touchdown pass, somehow he got promoted yesterday from the practice squad. I don't even know how this works. David Culley probably
Every week, Al Clair is promoted from the practice squad.
Yeah, he caught a touchdown.
He's a starter.
Too.
He's a starter.
These two guys
the
caught touchdowns, and and somehow they – wait a minute. Didn't he just start and catch a touchdown? Yeah, he just came up off the practice squad today. Okay. And then David Culley probably said, if I had it to do all over again, I wouldn't have made this call, or I would have made this call. Are we good? Jack said, you know, today is a day – that if you believe in everything that you can achieve, and if you achieve in what you believe, the world can be yours. But stay humble and stay focused on the man next to you, because without him and without our friendships, we are nothing. Jack Easterby retweets somebody who's a professional motivational speaker who no one's heard of. That's what happened with the Texans.
That's what happened yesterday.
That's what happened.
Because I was out of town. Surprisingly, they're not talking a lot of Texans football in Chicago.
No, I bet they talk some Bears football.
They talked a lot of Bears football.
I bet they talked a lot of Bears football.
Okay, did you see Gruden? More emails came out now? He talking about
Adam
Joe
Schefter,
Biden?
No, I haven't seen those yet. Is this just now? Are we just leaking just to throw just dirt on the corpse? He's gone. Y'all got him. He's gone. That's fine. I don't care.
He called Joe Biden a nervous, clueless P-word.
Let me tell you what John Gruden does in emails. Tells you exactly what he's thinking.
Dude ain't afraid to send some. Now, he's not in the Tampa Ring of Honor anymore. They've already pulled him out of the Bucks Ring of Honor.
Oh, no, he's canceled.
Yeah, he's canceled.
Yeah, John
he's
is.
He's got a lot of money.
There's no such thing as cancel culture. Mm-hmm. John's going to be, you're going to find out what canceled is.
Skechers
he got took
canceled
out of
him.
A Ring of Honor.
Yeah, and he's out of the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, all of his advertising will be gone. He will never, I don't think he'll ever do TV again or coach.
No.
Again. I don't think he'll do either.
TV?
No, he can't.
No.
He can't. No. John Gruden is officially done.
He's done. Yeah, he's out. So your imitation is done now. You can't even use it anymore.
Ross Villarreal, who's still a good friend, who is a host with Matt Thomas over there. He's like, dude, all I was thinking, because I did some Gruden stuff when I was over there, and my Gruden's not bad. My Gruden's actually pretty decent, and I did a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
I did it, but I have to tell you I'm doing it. I don't want to take any chances. And Ross is like,
About Urban Meyer.
He goes, in an alternate universe, Gruden on a mobile just wailing on people on a phone call would be incredible. I was like, trust me, I want so badly that he goes, you can't. Do it. I said, I know, but I really want to pull out the Gruden on a mobile.
Gruden on a mobile would be awesome. Let's get Chuck in here. Chuck wants to talk about his Astros. What's say, Chuck?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
I just want to say, I know all those bums in the national media keep talking crap about our shows. There's one, Chris Mad Dog Russo was on Dan Patrick the other day, and he said the Astros didn't cheat their way to a World Series because the Yankees only hit 150 against us in that ALCS, and the Dodgers lost 2 out of 4 at home. So how's that cheat? I just thought y'all would like that clip, man. It's really good. Short one. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, he's been on record. We played that. We played audio before, separate audio of Mad Dog Russo going off on the Yankees crying about the Astros. The weekend that the Astros played the Yankees, when Jose Altuve, the Yankees won the first two, and then they had that incredible comeback, and Altuve hit the home run. It was Mad Dog Russo who had comments about, stop crying, Yankees fans. Like, he basically defended the Astros. I'm done with how people think. I don't care. You want to think the Astros cheated? Yeah, the Astros cheated in 2017. They admitted it. It's on. You can think it's not tainted if you want to listeners or whoever. You know, I think it's tainted a little bit. I don't think they didn't cheat in L.A. when they're hitting home runs off Kenley Jansen when Marwin's going oppo on him. You know, they still had – I don't know that – I'd never heard anything about them cheating in the postseason. Never heard that. That did not come up, by the way.
No.
So I don't – you know, I separate that. Is it – did they cheat? Yeah, they admitted they cheated. Okay. I can't be – I'm sorry. Some of you can be inconsistent and say that the Giants, you know, Barry Bonds cheated and this guy cheated and cheated, but then your Astros didn't. Look, my Astros cheated. Spider Tacky cheated. Steroidy and Anibal cheated. They're all – you know, they're all forms of cheating. With that said, what about 18? What about 19? What about 20? What about 21? You can't just keep saying they cheat every time they score runs. I mean, I guess you can, but no one really cares. I mean, honestly, no one cares now. It's they score runs and they keep winning and they got really good talent. And you saw what happened when really good talent gets a little bit of an advantage. They murdered people that year. But they're kind of murdering people this year in the postseason, including, sorry, Tapera, they scored 16.
The Yankees whining. They didn't hit.
They scored 16 in 18 innings in Chicago.
Russo hates the Yankees, but he's right. He does.
I'm not sure why, but he is dead on.
He's dead on. The Yankees didn't score. They couldn't score a run here. So why we're talking? This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. What's not ridiculous is Jeff Aaronoff. Jeff Aaronoff he's real and he's talented too. You talk about the talent level. I'm a Jeff Aaronoff and his talent level of making your home or your business a better place to live. Or if you're building and you want Jeff to come and help you pick out whatever. I mean, he can do all the countertops and cabinets and outdoor patio and tile and everything else and granite and everything. Your outdoor kitchen, so important to have an outdoor kitchen. If you're gonna listen, you're gonna sell your house. A pool is kind of a big deal right now, and you know what else is? An outdoor kitchen, huge for you in the value of your home. It helped us. It helped us tremendously. What we need to do right now is give Jeff a call and have him fix up your stuff. Get it fixed. Get it nice. Get it absolute marble and granite. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Jeff's here. He'll come to your place. He'll do all the designing, and then he'll help you pick out whatever it is that you want to put in. Give him a call. 713-880-2822.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Well, a spate of people reaching out again. What's the ticket place, Lance? What's the ticket place? SimpleSeats.com. SimpleSeats.com right now. They have tickets for you right now for the ALCS, and that's Friday's game. And you can take a look for yourself. I'm not sure if they're doing zone seating right now. I think they're doing exact seating right now. I'm at the site right now looking at some different areas of the ballpark where you might want to sit. And remember, some of these prices are going to potentially go up or down depending on how quickly they come off the board. But if you want to get to the games, I can promise you this. On the secondary market, there is nowhere that you're going to find prices like Simple Seats. And it's very easy. They don't charge fees, additional fees. All these other companies charge additional fees, and that's where they get you. You think you get a fair price, and then all of a sudden you see those fees pop in, and man, it is a big, big hammer. At Simple Seats, the price is the price. That's it. And it's also a one-page checkout. It's very quick, in and out. You get your seats electronically in most cases. I think in all cases, really, now. And it couldn't be easier. We use Simple Seats to get to Game 1 of the ALDS, and now it's on to the ALCS, and we will be going through Simple Seats. Go to SimpleSeats.com, promo code Lance10 for $10 off your order. That's SimpleSeats.com.
Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
848 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776.
I'm always stunned at how many people on Twitter don't understand tone. They don't understand satire, parody. There's a reason the SEC guy had to go away. There's too many people who don't understand satire. It's just too dangerous. There's just too many people who don't get it. So they don't get parody. They don't get satire. They don't get facetiousness at all. They don't understand tone. I have a video of Dusty Baker with his goggles on, and he's completely wet because they've been pouring beer, champagne, or whatever all over him. I think it's beer. It's still Budweiser. And there's a picture of Dusty in his,
whatever,
in
if
his,
you want that, all right,
in his blue, you know, his blue Astros Nike thing that he's wearing, and he's got his chain on, and he's got what appears to be like a bump. Some people are saying third nipple. Some people are saying pacemaker. I don't care what it is. I immediately circled it and wrote and put in red, buzzer, and pointed to it because of all the stupid buzzer
and
stuff.
And sent that to John Boy.
And I sent it, and I tagged John Boy on it. And most people who are Astros fans got that joke. It got 1,000 likes because Astros fans get it. But there's always some people, like this guy named, I guess, Mikel. Anything y'all can try to point out. The champs are back at Astros. He tagged it. Suck a fat one, Lance. I don't want to have to suck a fat one because you don't get the joke. I'm not sucking fat ones because you don't get a joke. You suck the fat one for not getting a joke, okay? Why am I? Why you know, and that's the difference between a guy and a girl. Lori, this girl, Lori, she said in her avatar, she seems like a nice woman. She goes, Oh, for Pete's sake, give it a rest, or something like that. Something really, you know, momsy. Something a mom mm-hmm. would say.
Maybe dumbass.
Just a down home mom.
No, she and didn't I had say to say, that. Do she you said for Pete's sake?
Yeah, she's like, oh, for heaven's sake, give it a rest or something. And I said, do you not get the joke? Because I thought his entire. I have to go check, make sure she's an Astros fan. She is. Okay, do you not get the joke? Because maybe she didn't get the joke. Maybe she doesn't see John Boy circling stuff and saying Carlos Beltran's mm-hmm. niece ratted the Astros out for using buzzers in 19, but it really there was no such thing. So I get that, but she was nicer. Mikel told me to suck a fat one, and I'm not going to. It was a joke, and it was a good joke, and you just didn't get it. And some people on Twitter are just not smart enough to understand jokes, and that's fine. And I wish there was intelligent tests that we can give out, and sense of humor tests and stuff. That would put you in different tiers. Like, oh, you got to go to basic Twitter. Mm. Ooh, we got your test back. You're going to basic Twitter. Okay. Mm. It's just nothing but trolls and a-holes and kind of dumb people. You stay on tier one of Twitter platform and then don't, yeah. You're not allowed out.
That's
the other.
That's where Jackie,
that would be good.
That's where Jackie would be. Jackie.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Jackie and Chance probably. That's where they'd be. And Clint. Yeah, basic Twitter. Yep. Yeah, that's where they'd be. Let's get John in here. He wants to talk about Gruden's comments. What do you say, John?
Yeah, I don't really care about John Gruden. I don't care about Deshaun Watson. I don't care much at all. I'm just amazed and befuddled the fact that we're now become a society where you actually get more trouble for saying something than actually doing it. I mean, John Gruden's in trouble for saying sexist things. It would be better off if he actually sexually assaulted someone. Is that? Am I not? It's true, right? I mean, that's what it's become.
If he was accused of it, we've got a guy here with accusations.
Yeah.
I think there's also a difference between play. I mean, whether you like it or not, Jonathan, let's just say what it is. Players and coaches / front office, they are going to be held in different regards. And that's not even, I'm just going off of what has happened in the league. I'm just working off a precedent. I'm working off a precedent. Yes, if you say certain things, look, in any context, John Gruden was going, and I don't care. He dropped an F-bomb on the commissioner. I mean, John Gruden was not going to make it out of that one. And, yeah, it happened in the past. He said those things. John Gruden was going to go. Now, I think it is actually fair for people to bring up, is there a double standard where a guy emails come out and this guy gets this, and then you have Deshaun Watson is still getting paid by the league and has this, you know, against him. And here are guys who are, Joe Mixon knocked a girl out in high school. Knocked her out, punched her in the face. Mm-hmm. It was actually at Oklahoma when he's on a recruiting trip. Floored her with a punch. It's not like, and that came out before the draft, and he had to answer questions. He plays every Sunday. That's not a problem. We know what Greg Hardy did. It was horrific, the stories of what Greg Hardy did. Unbelievable. Now he's out and he's in MMA. But he was brought back. And, yeah, I think that's one of the things, you know, I think it's one of the things you look at and Leonard Little, vehicular manslaughter, killed a woman for his actions while driving. It was driving while intoxicated, wasn't it? He went to prison and came back and played. I'm pretty sure it was DWI.
I think it was.
DUI.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I mean, it's hard to – it's if you're just a rational person and you look at this with intelligence and you just try to work through the facts, it is difficult to wrap your mind around some of the things that – that a variety of players do before anyone. Black players. Ben Roethlisberger. You can throw him in. That's fine. You can throw Chad Wheeler, of course, is not coming back. Chad Wheeler's done. But, yeah, it is. I think that it's tough. People have made the point, too, that if the words bother you with Gruden, which it should, and if the words bother you, then do the words of the halftime entertainment at Super Bowl, the rappers who are going to be there, many that I'm fans of, but you can take the lyrics, and many of them over years have been highly misogynistic, many times racist and bigoted in nature and stuff like that. You know, it's just considered par for the course and okay, and like I said, I listen to hip-hop. I'm not saying I don't. But when you look at the two and you see what Gruden said, and then you take a hip-hop artist and you can take that are going to perform at the Super Bowl, sanctioned by the NFL, and you take some of the comments that have been made over the years, 7 years ago, 10 years ago, however long, 2 years ago. Yeah, I can see where people would say, wait, isn't it all problematic?
Well,
I think that's a fair comment to say. Isn't this all problematic?
It goes another level. Let's not forget where this whole thing started with the Washington football team.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, it goes even further.
A toxic environment. Where women were belittled and they tried to use the cheerleaders to entice advertisers and do things, and it was a horrible, horrible environment. The only thing that's come out of it is John Gruden, who had nothing to do ever with their organization.
He got caught up. Yeah, he got caught up in the emails coming out. And now
Where is the story?
Have you seen the Adam Schefter stuff?
Who?
Okay, when we come back. Well, we'll talk to our Brian Barrett from WEEI.
This is all deflection. This is like Tony La Russa. They're just deflecting from the story.
Well, don't they have? What, there's so much. New York Times and Washington Post has now. Somebody's going to get. They're not going to escape from this. They got all the emails.
No, but
Washington at some point is going to.
This whole thing is look over here.
Yeah,
let's not look over here.
That's what I'm saying. I'll get to at 9:15 or 9:16 when we come back after our next segment. I'll tell you what's going on with Adam Schefter, because now he's getting mixed up in it. Now he's got nothing like homophobic or racist, but Schefter's taking crap. It's not going to seem like that big a deal when you hear this, but journalistically it is a problem. We'll get to that at 9:16. Coming up next, Brian Barrett from WEEI in Boston, the Astros' next foe, the Boston Red Sox, and he's got a front row seat of their baseball exploits, so we will talk to him in just a second. I want to talk about Underdog Fantasy. You know, if you had over total bases on Jose Altuve, you did pretty well yesterday, and your boy had over total bases because he comes up. Your boy had over total bases on Carlos Correa, and I had under strikeouts on Rodon. So what happened was I actually ended up cashing. And Underdog Fantasy has over-under contests where you pick anywhere from 2 to 5, 2, 3, 4, 5 overs and unders. If you pick them right for performance, baseball, basketball, football, whatever the case, you can even mix sports, you're going to win multipliers of whatever you play. So 10 can become 60, 10 can become 200 if you pick 5 of them right. They have daily fantasy where you're playing for an entire weekend of games, or maybe it's just the Thursday night game tomorrow that you want to play where you pick 5 different players, none of them quarterbacks. There's so many different things to do at Underdog Fantasy. They're all fun, and if you're skilled, you can make real money there. Whether it's head-to-head or in larger contests, UnderdogFantasy.com is the most fun you can have right now with your daily fantasy and beyond. UnderdogFantasy.com, use promo code radio and get a $25 bonus added onto your first deposit at UnderdogFantasy.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.